chalk tank. Well, I'm telling you, Chalk, you need to move over, because the piranha's in town. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We have a little information about the piranha tank that's coming to town, and we have in the studio Mr. Christopher King, who's helping making it happen here in this area. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit, Christopher.
Thank you, Robert.
But you like to be called King, don't you?
Yes, everybody hates Chris. Yeah, so I like to be called King.
King, man. You say King, man. That means you wear a crown and you royal and regal and all those things, and I have no reason to believe that you are anything but that. Welcome to the show. Let people know how you've heard about the Marketing Pulpit.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the Marketing Pulpit for having me as a guest. I've heard about the Marketing Pulpit from as an active listener, regular listener, as well as working with you, Robert Gatewood, for years as far as helping me with marketing, being a member of Conscious Capitalism, and so just working in the same circles to help people understand and market and grow their businesses.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, because I'm always, whenever I run across people who are just constantly, and that's what we have in common. I mean, we'll go in our corners and create a business and pop up 5 years later, and we'll find out we're doing something totally different. But usually it's still in the same realm of business development, helping communities grow. It's just bringing another tool to the table, and that's what we have in common. We're always looking for new tools to move the community, the business community, forward. So what is this piranha tank movement I'm keep hearing about?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that myself.
I know piranhas are pretty vicious little animals, but I guess they're a fish, they're not an animal. What are they? Are they a mammal or are they a fish?
They're a fish. You know, what's interesting is most people's initial reaction is that the piranha is a very violent fish, which
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You know, we call ourselves piranhas because of the fact that piranhas have certain characteristics that we adhere to in business. They collaborate, they work in groups. They make sure they're singly focused. And so as conscious investors, we adhere to those kind of standards. Not the viciousness, but we do chomp on deals. That's what we like to say. We take the bite out of a deal because we want to make sure that a deal is profitable. A deal has a good financial business model. But more importantly, it has a higher purpose.
Right.
And that's what kind of separates us from other investors. Our goal is to work with businesses that have a higher purpose, environmentally conscious, and has a good sound business model, then we can begin to work with those businesses.
But King, that seemed to be a common theme with you, this higher purpose and environmentally friendly and not burning up the community and the world in which we live in just to make a buck. I mean, where did that originate from? I mean, something happened to you when you were a kid, and that seemed to be one of your common themes.
Well, I would say that, you know, really, I got exposed to being more politically active and more of a community activist by living in the Tacoma Park community. And that helped me begin to really see that there is something more than just me being out here and focusing on me and the bottom line as far as money. It was, how can I make a positive difference? And that led me to things such as the Benefit Corporation Movement, which my company Value5 is. Also, being involved with conscious capitalism. And I call myself a conscious capitalist in the context that I believe in businesses have the right to make money, but we should do it in a conscious endeavor. So it always has a higher purpose, not just for the profit. I mean, business for the purpose of profit maximization.
So, what's your education background? You're an engineer. You're an engineer.
Yeah, my background is system engineering. I had 25 years in the IT industry. I worked with Booz Allen Hamilton, and I began to learn the importance of building systems. Mm-hmm. And so, I took that same type of logic and knowledge and apply that to human networking mm-hmm. in the context that I used to build systems for computers, now I build systems for humans and help build a network around humans and their social capital and social resources.
That's a nice segue there, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of work are you doing now?
Well, just started and launched a new company called Value5 because, again, what I recognize there is a main pain point in the industry where it comes to most companies, small businesses, and particular have a pain point with marketing, getting the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And the main pain point is not just getting the word out, but more importantly, creating the content to get the word out and then being more consistent with that effort. And so what we did with Value5 is we created a company that doesn't so much focus on charging folks a monthly fee and that not tied to the results, but more importantly, we charge companies a commission. So we actually partner with you. And so we only benefit when your company benefits from our solutions and our marketing strategies and our systems and things that we build for your company.
Hey, what you talking about, Willis? Are you saying that they don't pay you unless they make money?
Exactly. When you make money, we make money.
Man, people should be lighting up the phone when they hear that, because I want my money up front, Jack. So, I mean, of course I'm feeling like it's a different business model.
Exactly.
But and I'm sure that this model is not going to fit everybody.
No, it's not.
It has to be a company that's used to success.
Exactly. Exactly. And to your point, it's not a model that we look to work with every company that needs marketing services. We're not that company. We're a company that's looking for businesses that are already in business, and they need to take to the next level. So they just kind of stuck. And so they already have a model that's working. They just need to help getting their message and their web presence increased, and more importantly, an automated system that allows them to pretty much not have to worry about marketing, measuring the marketing, what their message is going to be. We're a one-stop shop in that regard.
So tell me about this Potomac Piranhas. What's that about?
Well, the Potomac Piranhas is basically the D.C. version of a movement of piranha tanks. So piranha tanks are a national movement. And so we started here in D.C. The founder of the piranha tank, Gore Bolton, is definitely a conscious capitalist as well, whose vision was that businesses who are creative, innovative, and more importantly have a higher purpose need to have a way to get funding for their business. Mm-hmm. And so Piranha Tank was created for that purpose, to give these businesses an opportunity to pitch their ideas to conscious investors who would then invest in these companies and support them.
Mm-hmm.
And so Potomac Piranha is local to the D.C. region, but we're beginning to really talk about taking this movement nationwide.
So what's the difference between a piranha and a shark tank? It sounds like they're in the same vein, but what's the difference?
Well, at the premise is similar, where you have companies pitch ideas to investors. So that's where we're similar to Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. Where we differ from Shark Tank is that we look for companies. We're conscious investors, first and foremost. And so the companies, actually, when they present to us, have to explain their public benefit, their environmental benefit of how they're going to impact the environment for the good, along with their business model as well.
Got a question, Will?
Question I have is, with your particular model, how do you use your analytics to figure out, okay, is this a right fit for what we're trying to do to market? Because a lot of these companies out here, in terms of content, their content is very generic. It's pretty much based on other content that they've seen other companies use. And time again, I go to websites, and it's almost like after I've gone to the fifth website, it's like the same story with a different color background on it.
That's an area you work with people on, King.
Yes. Our approach to that point with ValueFied is that before we do anything, all our messaging is pretty much composed from sitting down with you and going through, we call it an investigative analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can really understand your purpose for being in business, because, again, as a conscious business owner, we're always looking for the higher purpose. Why did you create your company? What do you want? How is the world going to be different now that your company exists? That's the key question we're looking to get obtained.
Okay.
And so then from there, we go through a series of questions that we ask them about their business, about their vision, about their target market. And from there, we're able to create videos that we use to create content from there.
So if you have five IT companies, technically speaking, you should have five completely different scenarios that you're presenting.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because, you know, our thing is, or our focus is, make your messaging laser focused on your avatar, not for the whole entire world.
Right.
So even though you may be an IT company and you may all serve generally the same clients, but you really have a specific client you create your company for.
That's right.
And so that's who we want to help them create the messaging that speaks directly to that particular client.
All right. I'll tell you what, hang on there, King. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and finish up and find out that you have an event coming up, and we're going to find out more about that. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
News updates on the web at WOLDCnews.com.
Good morning, WOL Traffic Update.